Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, welcome to the show. We are broadcasting into 155 cities, even now. So we appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. I didn't do that. You did that on Genesis Communication Networks. Folks, if you want to check us out online, you know what to do. We have a guest on today, and we're going to be talking about where are the men, the wussification or the effeminization of men. Folks, it's one thing I find myself asking all over the country, where are the men to stand up and do the stuff? I'm not saying there's not men. I'm just saying that the majority of what I see out there, it's the women standing up and doing what the man should be doing. So we're going to have our guest, Jason Storm, on with us in just a couple minutes. And he's going to explain that, the breakdown of the family, so on and so forth. This is important, right? It's important information. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is here, folks, let me just put this in parallel as to what I'm speaking about even now. Isn't it amazing? I was thinking about it earlier. We have all the talking heads all over the world. Let's just go to America for a moment. We have all the talking heads highlighting everything that's going wrong with their country every single day, as I've said 1,000 times. We get all these guest speakers on, and they tell us new information concerning the same problem. Nobody ever takes the time to look at the responsible party, because in America, is it true? Is it not true? You all know who the bad guys are. You all know where the crimes and transgressions are coming from. But you would rather listen to a bunch of new speakers on radio or on social media platforms rather than to take the responsibility and go deal with the bad guys. So therefore, that oppression that's spewed out upon you is a judgment of God, and it's so well deserved. If you want resolve, that's what we're doing here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We want the resolve. Injustice is the resolve, okay? And it's going to take men to bring about that resolve. And if it's justice that guards our liberties, we already know that the corrupt system, federally and statewide in many cases, is not going to bring about the resolve that they swore that they would bring about. No, that's not what's happening. Just the exact opposite. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. This is judgment turned backwards, and we know all the well as to who the bad guys are working for. So what we need to do is talk about some substantive topics in the sense of building up men and going out there and rounding up lawfully the bad guys to bring about the resolve that's not going to be brought forth otherwise in any sense of the word. Make sense? I hope it does. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, friends, is who we are, what it is that we've done. It's our basket filled with fruits. Listen to what others have to say about us, because we're not going to go ahead and pat ourselves on our backs, giving ourselves accolade, priding ourselves up, friends, and telling you who it is that we are and what it is that we've done. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will do just that, and it's coming from the people that are going to partake of the fruits of this ministry. Also, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to the page. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe up here on the right side, subscribe. If you'd like to, you can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, there we are. Go ahead and click that button, and we are live. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, true that. We follow the Christ. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Speaking of men, everybody paying attention to what's going on over in Canada right now? Again, we have this little effeminate, Allah-worshipping traitor to Canada, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, over there, who just conveniently finds himself quarantined right now, folks. They're all actors. They're all on the stage worldwide. The clowns are playing out the circus of politics to keep you distracted from the real issues. But there's real men over there concerning the truckers that are not going to put up with it. Okay? This is how it works, America. This is the lessons that the American people should be teaching the world. But now we have the world teaching Americans. Shame on you. And I mean it with everything inside of me. I really do. But I'm going to show you what men look like, and I want you to hear the phone calls that went into these men from little children that are thankful that the men are playing the men in doing the stuff in that particular country. Because without it, friends, their posterity and our posterity doesn't have a chance in heaven if we don't do something about what's going on. Well, the real men over in Canada are doing something about it, and I want you to hear it for yourself. These are the kids telling the men, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Truckers.
Hi, my name is Gabriel. I'm from Manitoba. I'm turning 13 years old tomorrow, and I just wanted to say best birthday gift ever, having you guys fighting for us. I am so glad for you truckers. You rock.
Hi, my name is Matthew. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Alberta, and I just want to say you guys are awesome. Keep on trucking.
Good night, truckers. Thank you.
Pacific Canada truckers.
I got a little guy here that wants to say something to the truckers.
Yes, thank you, truckers.
Hi, my name is I'm 6. I'll go truckers home tonight. God bless.
Hello, I'm Kalia. I'm 10 years old. I come from Manitoba. I just wanted to thank you guys for what you did. I'm praying for you.
I love you guys.
Hi, my name is Adrian, and I'm 8 years old, and I would just like to say thank you for all you guys do. My mom always says, you got it, a truck brought it.
Thank you, truckers, for standing up for us.
And I am 8 years old, and thank you for anything you do.
I'm Austin, and the Mac mine, and be glad you're doing those the truck seat. And I wrecked your mom's drum handle, and I really loved you when you doing it.
Thank you for fighting for my freedom. Good night.
Thank you, truckers.
Thank you, truckers, for being our heroes.
Okay, so folks, you guys are getting the point as to what's going on a global basis. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise, thanking the men in Canada for doing what others are unwilling to do. We're going to come right back. Where are the men? Live with Jason Storm. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Hi,
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up my friend Jason Storms, and I want to let you know, first off, friends, what we're going to be talking about is real men. So if you're looking on social media platforms and you're seeing, well, maybe that's why the numbers are down just a little bit, understand they aren't the real men. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, critical or condemning or whatever the case might be. I am saying it because it's true. And one of the things that we see all over the country, friends, and I've spoken publicly at least 2,500 times, at least, the women are doing the stuff. Where are the men? That's all we're asking. You know, the Bible's clear when it tells us that if you lay it not to heart concerning the afflictions of Joseph, he's going to judge that nation. Here we are. Right? Why is that? If we lay it not to heart, he's going to judge that nation. He said, if you're not valiant for the truth, he's going to judge that nation. During the first segment, what did I play, friends? I played a bunch of children thanking the truckers over in Canada for doing the stuff. That's what we call it here in the ministry, doing the stuff. Okay? So when I talked to Jason today, I said, Jason, so what is it that you want to hit? And I knew, I had an inkling as to what we're going to be talking about. And he just said, well, why don't we just talk about the, you know, basically the effeminization of men in so many words, or the wussification. I mean, I've heard other words, but I'm not going to say those words because it's not necessary. The point is the point, and the point is made, and we all understand what we're talking about. Men are weak. I want to tell you why. Because they're dead in their sin. 1 Corinthians 15. Read it when you get a moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to take up Jason Storms. He's the current National Director of Operation Save America, formerly Operation Rescue. He's also been active in the fight against abortion for over 20 years. Amen. Jason is also on staff with Mercy Seat Christian Church. That's his father-in-law, Matt Truella. He's the guy that does all of that interesting information, bringing it, well, resurrecting it from the 1500s. Divine interposition. Great stuff. Matter of fact, I could do a whole show on that stuff, Jason. I love it. It's common sense. It really is. But it's being overlooked. Jason is also a passionate evangelist who has engaged in street and campus ministry and open-air preaching across the nation. Sounds like this guy is a doer of the word, not a hearer only deceiving himself. And I wouldn't have him on the radio otherwise, or on social media platforms otherwise. And I know that there's much more to your bio here, Jason. So what I want to do is I just want to go ahead and let you introduce yourself, if you wouldn't mind. And again, thank you very much for joining us today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Bradley, and great topic. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Excellent. So, yeah, that's what you just said is just right. I took over Operation Save America, a ministry I've worked with for several years now. It was formerly Operation Rescue, started by Randall Terry in the late 80s. And their organization has been on the forefront of fighting abortion for over 30 years. And so the name was changed under Flip Benham to Operation Save America. And they began to address, of course, more than just the issue of abortion, although that is, I would say, our gross national sin. But really, abortion and so many other things are symptomatic of a much deeper spiritual problem, and that is that we have abandoned God. And so, and at the heart of that really is what you just highlighted. It's the breakdown of godly masculinity and godly manhood, and men who understand how to lead properly and live like Jesus. So that's been sort of my road and my journey. I came to Christ at 19 years old, was a wayward juvenile delinquent. And 19 years old, God radically changed my life. My dad is a pastor in New Orleans and began immediately take me out doing ministry with me, and I had to learn how to be a man. I didn't know how to be a man. And so many of my friends that I grew up with were just lost, confused, broken, didn't understand what was going on in the world, and we were just products of our culture, which was largely destroying our masculinity in so many ways that we didn't even know and understand. And so God began to teach me how to be a man. I started a construction business many years ago. So I've done construction and bivocational and ministry. Love to swing a hammer. Love to teach men trades, how to work hard, how to provide for themselves, how to be hardworking, disciplined men who strive for excellence in what they do. And God has blessed me to be in ministry for a long time and to help be used of the Lord to help rebuild the lives of a lot of very broken young men and bring them into maturity and bring them into a full manhood. So that's a passion of mine, as well as saving little babies who are going to be scheduled to die all around this nation in the coming days, weeks, and months here through the legal sanctioned practice of abortion.
Amen.
So my biggest thing I can say about myself that gives me any sort of credibility is that I'm a father and a husband.
Yeah, you're
blessed to have a great wife. Going on 20 years. This year will be 20 years of marriage. We just had our 10th child, and we love homeschooling our kids. And my kids, three oldest, have started businesses. They all worked with me from the time they could walk. And my teenagers are just a real joy, and I love seeing them grow and mature and worship God. And there's very few things that bring more joy to my heart than seeing my grown children worship God and serve the Lord with me. So I know you get to experience that as well, and I think that's probably not many things that are more of a blessing to a man's heart than that.
Amen. You know, one of the things that we do, Jason, as you well know, and it's not my claim to fame because I'm doing the same things that I've always been doing since the beginning of ministry, which is now 23 years, forgive me. When we were doing a lot of high schools every year across the country, one of the things that we've seen was fatherless children. I was one of them. I grew up, as a matter of fact, to be quite candid, I met my dad in prison. It was the first time I ever met him, and I didn't know what he was in prison for. And I knew him for probably 3 weeks of my life. That was the gist of it. So I grew up on my own, but little did I know my father was always there training me up. And I was rejecting his trainings on so many different levels. But my mom was also a workaholic, and she was always, you know, she always made time for her boyfriends, and me and my brother seemed to always be in the way. So we understand exactly what you're talking about. So when we do high school assemblies, we've seen that all across the country. As a matter of fact, Isaiah 54 talks about the very issue. And so as we go across the country, we see these kids without a father, and we see them actually be well subjected to as an open prey to the enemy of their souls through the teachers that are allowed to indoctrinate them illegally. And in Scripture is clear, Luke 7:35, that wisdom is justified by her children. And over again, one of the things that we see, Jason, is the parents complaining about the kids, or the teachers complaining about the kids, where I have to turn and say to them, Jason, you know, the fact of the matter is you're the ones that raised up those children, and those children are your reflection. So I believe that, you know, the topic is, where are the men? I think it really comes down to the father and the mother taking responsibility for their children before we can actually raise up them men. What say you?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I think it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen The Dog Whisperer, Caesar Milan. You know, it's we like to watch that show. My kids get a kick out of that, and he helps restore dogs that have all kind of weird neurotic behaviors or dysfunctions. And he actually doesn't really work as much with the dog as he works with the owner. A lot of times it's the owners who created the problems in the dog because they don't know how to properly take care of an animal like that. And so it's a similar kind of analogy. I'd love to see a similar show dealing with parents, because 90% of the time when you see a dysfunctional child, and there are exceptions, of course. There are some people who have been stellar parents, and yet children make their own decisions.
Right,
they are
right.
Free moral agents. And so I would never want to say universally that that's the case. There are times parents have done a stand-up job, and just they have kids that bring them a lot of heartache. But more often than not, the majority of the time, the problems you see in children certainly are a lack of proper parenting. And so I think we're multiple generations deep in that failure, right? I mean, you know, I grew up just as you described, very similar. My mom and dad had me and my brother as teenagers, and they were married for about 1 year as teenagers and divorced. It was a volatile relationship. I didn't know my dad much of my childhood. We were reconciled at 19 and became like best friends, but through most of my childhood, didn't know him. My mom was single mom raising two boys, and as you said, she had grown up dysfunctionally in an alcoholic and an abusive home, and so she was constantly seeking the approval of a man, and oftentimes it was not good men, and those men took precedent over really anything else in her life, including her children. And so they were products of the 70s, right? Sex, drugs, rock and roll, do what makes you feel good, casual sex without responsibility. We're just going to have fun, you know, go the narrow way out, and that's too restrictive, you know. And so we're multiple generations deep in this. I mean, you go back to the 40s and the 50s and the 30s, and there's a convergence of factors, I think, that led to where we are in a total breakdown of men understanding how to be men, understanding their protective roles and duties, understanding how to properly love a woman, how to properly raise children, how to sacrifice and take responsibility and press through hardship, press through adversity, press through challenges and difficulties, embrace the struggle of life as stand-up men with strong hearts, stout hearts, strong minds, and a strong backbone.
Let's get to that, Jason, right after this hard break, okay? I want you to basically build up a man that is basically nothing at this point. Let's take it in stride and build him up on the other side. Folks, Where Are the Men? Live with Jason Storms, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve says it could raise interest rates soon, marking the first time in 3 years. For now, the target will stay between 0.25%. The Fed wrapping up its first meetings of the year on Wednesday, saying added inflation is well above 2%. This as a former director of the National Economic Council under former President Barack Obama believes the Biden administration missed the boat when it came to inflation.
I think we were way behind the curve. I think we stayed way behind the curve, even as the inflation figures came in strong in the fall.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. A second civil lawsuit is being filed in connection with the Oxford High School murders late last year in Michigan. One of the four students killed parents suing the alleged shooter and his parents. USA Radio News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his long career in public service. McConnell releasing a statement noting the liberal justice's nearly 3 decades of thoughtful and consequential service on the Supreme Court. There's no change in gas prices Thursday. According to the AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular is at $3.34 a gallon. The average price up 6 cents over the past month, which is driven by the price of rising crude oil. The price of gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago, and Tiffany Wright is with AAA of North Carolina. She tells CNN gas is fluctuating in her state.
Gas prices really have been a roller coaster ride. These are places where gas prices don't tend to drop as they do in other places around the country because they are year-round destinations.
USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, here with our friend Jason Storms. And we are talking about, well, with a question mark first and foremost, where are the men? We spent a little time kind of showing it for what it is across the country as to what men have become. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go back to Jason right now. We're going to hand it over to him. And what we want to see, Jason, is you build up that man scripturally as to what it took in your particular case to build you up as a man. Let's share that information and let it be a blessing to all those that hear.
Yeah, great question. So I think you look at the popularity of guys like Jordan Peterson and some of these folks, it underscores that there is a profound absence of men, right? And so absence of young men in particular understanding and trying to figure out how do I become a man. I think a lot of young men are very acutely aware of their deficiencies. They just don't know where the solution lies. They don't see the examples of who do I follow. And sadly, so many churches are either failing to reach young men, or oftentimes the examples of men in the church are not really the best examples. It's passive, weak men or disengaged men or career driven men to the point that, you know, they're just really focused on making money and nothing else. And so, you know, I think we've kind of got two extremes in our culture. You've got on one side these young deficient men who think they got to flex, you know, and you've got the gangster rap music,
yeah,
and you've got
yeah.
the tough guy thing, and you've got men that try to put on this facade. But in reality, they're extraordinarily weak. You know, I've been on the streets preaching, and large groups of these men surround me and tell me to shut up. And say, you think I'm afraid of you guys? You
yeah.
guys couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag. You can't. You don't know how to take care of a child. You don't know how to love a woman. You don't know how to work a full day of hard physical labor. I've been doing all those things since before you were born, son. You better get up a little earlier in the day to figure out what they mean.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, Jason, can I insert something really quick there?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I find those kids are the most broken on so many different fronts. When they got to put up that front, because what is the root of fear? Control. They want control over their situation, and they're doing their best to control it the best way that they know how, and they're putting on the wrong gear in the process. I mean, it's like they want to test their steel, but they don't realize it's not steel. And again, I find so often those are the kids that are the most broken if that's the way that they're acting. But that's been my experience. Go ahead and say on, my friend.
You're right. Absolutely. Not only are they the most broken, and also a lot of them, those are survival mechanisms because kids are growing up in situations where others will exploit their weaknesses and they will get hurt. You know, they're in violent situations. So, and I grew up in a lot of those environments, as I know you did as well. So, I think what oftentimes I find those young men when I really get in their face a little bit and they see I'm not afraid of them, but at the same time, I love them. And they can see when you genuinely care yeah. about them, man, they listen and their ears perk up. And I say, let me teach you how to be a man, you know, and so and then I share my story. And so, you know, for me, it really began with, I think, you know, manhood really can be captured in one word, one concept, and I think that's responsibility. And I think as men, we bear this burden that God has placed on us to take responsibility for ourselves, for our actions, but also for the well-being of those around us, our families, our communities. And I think that's the big mindset that shifts, particularly when one comes to Christ. Because, you know, you look at these two extremes in our culture of broken manhood. You have the tough guy, gangster, you know, thug, wannabe. Then the other side, you have the sort of skinny jean wearing, effeminate, you know, you see him walking with his girlfriend, you don't know, you know, you're behind him, you don't know which is the man, which is the woman,
yep.
neither do they, you know, and so you have just the soft, weak, you know, and you see it in the church, of course, where you got guys who are just cowardly and they cloak it in Christian lingo. I just need to love people and I just need to be sweet like Jesus. It's like, well, yeah, you do, but it also entails there's a time you need to stand up and fight, and you're using Jesus as a cover for your own cowardice.
That's right.
So that's not good. So the balance and the true proper picture of manhood is not the tough guy, not the weak, you know, soft, you know, dainty. It's Jesus. I mean, what better example do we have? And that's what changed me at 19 years old, ultimately, was I saw the person of Christ. I mean, if Jesus walks into a room, he is the toughest guy in the room.
That's right.
Hands down.
Amen.
He would clear a barroom. He would clear a church out. He would, Jesus, hands down, he's going to be the toughest guy to walk into the room. And that's our example. You know, yet at the same time, he's also the most compassionate guy to walk into a room. He's the most kind man to walk into the room. He's the most just man to walk into a room. And so it's really responsibility. At the heart of responsibility is virtue. You can't have responsibility without understanding of virtue. So what really is missing is the lost virtues of godly masculinity, these lost virtues of courage, strength of heart, integrity, honor, self-sacrifice, right? These are the things that are almost foreign words and foreign concepts to millions of young men in our country. I mean, you know, all the barrage of marketing, the pornography, the video games, I mean, the just constant deluge of entertainment-saturated propaganda that has just run across their brains from before they could even walk, really, now. I mean, kids are handed devices while they're still crawling around in a diaper. They get a device in their hand and their parents,
yep.
and that becomes their God. And so, I think it's recognizing young men have to recognize, and my advice to young men is you have to sort of get out of the matrix, you know, disconnect from this artificial environment. You know, it's just fake food, fake spirituality, fake manhood, fake entertainment. You know, you got to get down to real, authentic truth, real, authentic virtue. Character, you know, character matters. What kind of a man are you? And you know, so like I said, we, you know, courage, honor, integrity, self-sacrifice, these things. And what I think what we find is these things are God built them into young men.
Yes, they do.
You know, you see this is why young men love video games. They love feeling this sense of accomplishment. They're a hero. They're killing bad guys. They're
That's
rescuing
right.
villages. They're liberating the captives. You know, they're getting all this through their video game, which is fake.
Yep.
But it gives them the sense of fulfilling this godly design that's in them.
Yeah.
God designed men to want to protect women and children, to want to conquer evil, to want to build and grow and create and accomplish and be successful in all these areas. And so the entertainment world has created this artificial...
That's right. I was just going to go there, Jason. It's interesting how the enemy, of course, loves to mock the Christ. He loves to mock God. And instead of putting your eyes on Christ crucified, we're talking about the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We're talking about the man of war. We're talking about the disciples sitting around looking at Jesus saying, what sort of manner or what manner of man is this that even the sea and the winds obey him? I mean, we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that is at the end, I'm sorry, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega of this conversation, that he is the one that we're to look to. But as you're talking about the entertainment system, you're talking about Hollywood, you're talking about the music industry, I mean, the list goes on, they're all put up to deceive the masses into believing that's how we should be, when in fact that's not how we should be. And I've seen that. I've been a partaker of that. I grew up in the MTV era, and everybody wanted to be somebody. But what's interesting, at the end of the day, everybody learned, at least most did, that's not what we're supposed to be, because that doesn't exist like you're talking about even now. They're false examples that are put up in front of the kids across the country. And it's interesting, Dad and Mom are at work. They're watching TV. They're playing on their phones today. And what is it that they see? They are being inundated with propaganda as to what they shouldn't be rather than what God has called them to be. And one of the things that you had said as well, Jason, was the fact that, listen, God said, take dominion. We're called to be more than conquerors. That's in every man that has been created by God. And if it's not there, go ahead and look at the patriarchs in the faith, because all the good that you see in the patriarchs in the faith is the Christ. And I'm telling you what, there's not a better example. And I don't say that flippantly. I say that because that's just the fact of the matter. And so, I just think it's really priceless that we're talking about what needs to be talked about here, because there's so many men out there. Now, let's go from the young kids. Let's kind of jump up to the men today that you see talking about a feminization, so on and so forth. And what's the resolve there besides, of course, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? What would you say to older men that are kind of finding themselves in the position of not being the man that God has called them to be?
Well, I mean, the first step in any of these situations is repentance, right? Jesus came preaching repentance. John the Baptist came preaching repentance. Peter gets up on the day of Pentecost and preaches repentance. Repentance is a beautiful biblical concept when properly understood, and I think we as Christians should live in a state of being quick to repent. You know, we have to humble ourselves before God. I think the first step is to acknowledge that you got a problem. Acknowledge that I'm not the man that I need to be. And I think we can all, to varying degrees, say that about ourselves. As much as I aspire to be so many of these things, I fall short. I fail often. And the only way to get better is to acknowledge that, trying to cover that up and pretend I didn't actually fail, trying to cover up my flaws and pretend they don't actually exist is not going to help me to grow.
That's
not
right.
The path for me to get stronger. It's just going to perpetuate my immaturity and my weakness in these areas. So I think the first step for men is to say, hey, I want to be the best, strongest man I can be, and I'm not. I need to repent of that. I need to look inside myself and say, God, show me. God, look inside me. Put a mirror in front of my face and help me to see where I'm failing, and let me see and understand what the standard is. Here is Christ. Jesus is the standard. And that's for young and old, right? And so where am I failing to be like Jesus? Where am I failing to walk in his footsteps? God, give me the strength.
That's right. We're going to take a hard break. Jason, we got our friend Jason Storms with us right now talking about what it means to be a man. I also want to say this, friends, and I say this to Jason as well. When we go into a gym, regardless of where it's at, just a great analogy, parable, take it as you will. You go into a gym, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger, 7-time Mr. Olympia. They got those posters pasted up on the top. And when you're looking at those guys lifting weights, they're looking in the mirrors, they're looking at the poster, because that's what they want to become. That's us preaching the word of God to you, friends. Jesus is up on the cross. He's not on that cross anymore. He's alive forevermore, and we're looking at him as we're looking at the mirror, and we're doing what he called us to do, and he does the rest by the Holy Ghost. And I'm talking about Titus 3:5. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking to our friend Jason Storms. We're talking about where are the men. We're talking about the breakdown and the buildup of men. We're going to pick him up in just a moment here. We got Greg calling in from Indiana. You have a question for Jason. What say you, my friend?
How are you doing, Brian and Jason?
I'm doing good. Jason can't say anything to you right now. I have him on hold while I'm picking you up, so go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Bradley, I don't know if you guys heard this, but I have talked to you like 4 or 5 times, Brad. I just talked to you recently about a week ago about where are the men, but I don't know if you're familiar with this about plastics. Some of the plastics that are produced, they put liquids in it like pop, have this mimic of a genetic version of estrogen, and men are absorbing this. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, and this may be some, just like you're brainwashing people, maybe this is the way this genetic form of estrogen is absorbing in men and feminizing them. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that at all.
Okay. Well, here, let me go ahead and give you my answer, and then I'll let Jason give his. My answer is this. Regardless of what they put in my food, I'm still feeding on the bread of life, and that takes precedent over anything I'm taking in the natural. If I spend more time feeding on the bread of life, guess what? A lot of that stuff's just going to be disannulled. Read Luke 10:19 when you get a moment. No weapon formed or fashioned against any one of us should prosper. I believe it. The word of God says it. Therefore, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And again, that applies to me, and I can also bring it over to Acts 10:38. But Jason, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and have you answer Greg's question from Indiana as far as what's going on in the plastics, the food, so on and so forth. Does that affect manhood today, and how do you see it?
Yeah, actually, I think it does. If you look at, I just was reading a study on testosterone levels in men today, and they say they came out with a study saying the average 20-year-old today has the testosterone levels of the average 70-year-old in 1950. So there's been a dramatic decline in testosterone levels in men. And testosterone is more than just, you know, sex drive. Testosterone fuels all sorts of things in men, and muscle density and energy levels, clarity of thinking, all these things are connected to, you know, our testosterone is an important chemical God put in our bodies to help us function as men. And so a lot of young men do have extreme testosterone deficiencies for a number of reasons. And so, you know, just some practical advice to young men and older men would be, yeah, you need to up your testosterone levels more than likely. Some of the ways that that, I think, happens and some of the reasons why we've seen the decline, there is the artificial foods and the garbage foods that people are eating. That's not wise for to be ingesting into their body a bunch of artificial crap. You know, we should be wise and disciplined as general principles as Christian men. We should be fit as much as we can be, not only be obsessive about our bodies and, you know, that sort of thing, but we should actually value health and physical fitness and being overall well-disciplined men. That's just Christianity 101, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And men traditionally worked hard. Men had hard work. It was a normal part of life, and we're living in a pampered age where men aren't doing physical labor. I mean, you look at the kind of work that your average 10-year-old boy was doing.
Yeah.
Normal, you know, 200 years ago, your average 40-year-old man has never worked that hard in his life, you know, or had to do that kind of work. That's causing a decrease in testosterone levels in men. It's causing a weakness in men. It's causing a lack of...
Jason, I got to ask you. So you have 10 children. Is this right?
Yes.
Yeah, you have 10 children, so that you don't have this issue here, brother. With all due respect, as a man, that is the fruit of a man, right? How many boys do you have?
Three boys. So
okay, do you see?
Girls at this point. I've got seven daughters.
Okay, well, amen for that. So, but out of the three boys that you have, I'll tell you what, I have five boys, right? And I see none of that. I see aggression, I see domination, and I praise God for it. And it's interesting how people will take that on. I think sometimes, again, for me, I see where people try to hide behind the excuse of what it may be as to why they are the way that they are. Well, you know, Charles Spurgeon used to say, well, listen, where I'm weak, I pray for more grace from the Lord to keep his commandments better, to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. For the sake of time, Jason, I have another caller coming in from New York, and I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold really quick, and I'm going to take Dawn from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have a question or a comment for Jason? Go for it.
Hi. Thank you for the show, Bradley. I'm a generation up above you right now, and I just want to say that every time you tell your story, it makes me cry because I was a working mother. And I just have to say that my behavior was much different, but it just makes me cry. Your story makes me cry. And the fact that our world doesn't have enough fathers is the problem in our world. And I'm really grateful that this man is doing something about it. But I just like to say that women during the Vietnam War, when I was a teenager, there was a song called American Woman, and the attitude was that, you know, American women, there was something wrong with us. We were money grubbers, and we were this, and we were that. And literally, popular culture destroys the relationships between men and women. And I started to see it, and we're trending into all kinds of silly things in our societies. It's being sold to us, but nobody is smart enough to buy it, like this vaccine. Nobody knows. You don't need to do this. This isn't isn't what they're selling us. So we're being sold all of these things, and like me, the Mickey Mouse Club, you know, and we had to have this, that, and the other thing. All of this culture of buy, buy, buy. All of that stuff started happening when I was a kid, and I just want to say that my life was ruined by the Vietnam War, and I wrote a letter of protest way, way, way back then, and I lost my job the next week, and this happened, and that happened, but the free speech that we have in our country is almost non-existent now. And I just want to say that I wish I had had a father like you guys, you know, but I didn't. And that's why I say to you every time I talk to you, I really wish I had heard you when I was in high school, because it might have made a difference. So if I could say anything important, because I know we're running out of time, please, Bradley, keep doing what you're doing. It does make a difference.
Amen. Thank you, Don. I totally appreciate that. Well, here, Jason, here's the last 3 minutes that we have. And what I want to do, Jason, is first of all, we're talking with Jason Storms, who's the current national director of Operation Save America. Where do people find you online, Jason?
OperationSaveAmerica.org. Go to our website, OperationSaveAmerica.org. Also, have a Facebook page. Check us out there. Get involved. We got a conference in Nashville next week, doing a lot of stuff around the country. Got a building coalition, great ministries, great leaders, fighting on a lot of great fronts. And yeah, praise God.
Basically the topics concerning the event that you're going to have in Tennessee there, is it all zeroed in on bringing about the results as to put a stop to abortion, or is it broader than that?
That's a big thrust, but it's beyond that. It's rebuilding the spiritual foundations of our country. And so these topics of manhood, education, all tie into that, raising the cultural standards for our children, discipling our children effectively, strengthening families. You know, that's at the heart of that.
Amen. Well, you know what? Here again, it really, truly is simple, friends, in the sense of giving you the answer to all of our resolve, because everybody has access to him. Jesus Christ is the standard, folks, period. Yeah. Keep your eyes fixed on him and him alone, Hebrews 12:2, and let him do the rest as you follow him and obey him in such a way that he is demanded and commanded of and expected of his children. And folks, he's not a man that he should lie, and he is who he says he is, again, as I've said 1,000 times, if we meet him on his terms. Now, you just heard the call from Don from New York, Jason, and we got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to go ahead and give you the last word in addressing her concerning the fatherlessness that we see across the country, and giving her the answer, my friend.
Yeah, there's no question about it. She's 100% right. So I would just, there are a lot of people living with the brokenness and the wounds of their upbringing, their childhood. Look to Christ. He is the great healer. And also commit to doing a better job yourself. I'd just like to challenge particularly the men, but also the moms out there. Understand, dads, your most important job in the world is raising your children and loving your wife. Family is at the foundation. It's at the center of the economy. It's at the center of everything that we do. And so I would say absolutely vital to take seriously your duties as a father, as a husband. Raise the bar. Look at Jesus at 12 years old. He was engaging in theological debate. He was out in the big city. You know, we got to raise the bar. George Washington, when he was 12, 13, 14 years old, was a land surveyor for the colony of Virginia. You know, bought a plantation by 15, joined the army, was an officer in the military by 17. You know, we have so lowered the standard and expectations for our children. We're letting the world raise our kids. We've got to stop. Men, the Bible says your job is to raise your children in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. Dads, take seriously your responsibility and your duty to disciple your children, to love your wives. They are your top priority. We've got to strengthen our families and build up strong, godly young men in our culture. So,
amen. Thank you, Jason. Folks, again, Jason Storms, National Director of Operation Save America. Folks, this is something to build off, so let's start. No better time than right now. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.